First of all, I would like to thank the Shrimp EMS that bring our bring everyone here. Without EMS, we may not have a time to reunion like this, you know. So thank for all Shrimp that die from Vietnam, China, and Malaysia, because you are the most that have the EMS outbreak. And thanks, Celia, that you mentioned this about the one time for 1 month mortality syndrome back to, like you start from 1994. I couldn't remember because long time ago. At least everybody one know how old we are. Okay? The first time I went to Philippines to give a talk for intensive chimp culture back to be in 1992 with Dr. Dean Ikeyama. At that time, he worked for American Soybean Association. I spent there for, I think, around 10 days. We give a lot of seminar. So I have people, do you have 1 month disease or 1 month mortality syndrome to Filipino on the shrimp farmers? Said, no, we don't have one. So I take my answer, well, next time around when they come, everyone will have it because I bring with me. So 6 months later, we have another seminar. That one was conducted by San Miguel, invite me to give a talk. So I said, if anyone don't have a 1 month mortality syndrome, no one raised their hand. It means 100% they got it. The same thing with Indonesia. First time I went with CP to give seminar in Hotel Indonesia back around 1992. Nobody know 1 month mortality syndrome because they just start the shrimp industry. When you start intensive, the first crop, you know a little bit how to do it. So you'll be very careful about everything. Pond is new, everything is new. You get a good result. You think, oh, shrimp culture is so easy. Even I know nothing. I can make a lot of money right away. But the fact, after you know more, very difficult. Up until now, my first crop, I know just a little bit. I spent almost 100% in the farm. I still remember. I stocked 30 per square meter for black tiger. 127 day, I got 35 gram. And FCR 1.4. That's the first crop I just learned how to cut your shrimp. Now I know almost everything. I never can repeat that. It's a fact. It means it's more and more difficult. If I have 2 hours, I can give you many examples what have been changed. We even get more new disease every year for Dr. Liner to identify. Don't worry. So he cannot retire. So we keep you busy. The more we stocking more, at the same time, we got more climate change. Pond getting older, water quality, environment then deteriorate. How can we can do the same old thing and get the same result? Forget it. Never happened. That's the fact. Okay? I want to make a correction one thing that Celia mentioned. At that time, you mentioned that Thailand have about 1,000 hectare and about 25,000 farms. I think that number should be 20 years back. Now we have not more than 6,000 farms operate. Now, what does it mean? It means almost 30,000 farms is gone. How come we produce more shrimp? We change from monodon to white shrimp. At the same area, we can produce 4 to 5 more times or 10 times. But I don't want to give the method how to make it 100 ton per hectare. Or 60 ton per hectare, not good for us to listen, or even NGO. So we try to talk only like a 25 ton per hectare, that's it. Okay, hatchery, probably we have less than 100 hatchery now, but they're all big. The farm that have only 1 or 2 ponds, that's gone already during the slow growth mortality syndrome for black tiger. So now we don't have small one. We got quite big one now. Every farm, if we have 40 ponds, we got medium size. In the past, we got very big farm. Because small one is 1 pond. have at that pond, one or two. That's it. Okay? Now it's changed. Everything big in Thailand now. Okay, now. The topic, okay, I forgot to thank Dr. Mohan for secondly to thank him that invite me to give a chance to share my idea about this is the topic he gave me. So if I get it right, it correct, maybe you want me to talk what should be done, right? In the pond or not do it, thing like that. So I feel that way. So I put some of my information that way. Okay? Okay, now. There's a topic for the one we talk. If you look at the handout on the front page of the Big Tiger, everyone please look it. You get it wrong from beginning. That 120-gram shrimp monodon, not EMS. You should pick a small one, you know, like tiny one, 1 centimeter. That one is big, you know. If everybody look about that shrimp, oh, we don't have to come, make a lot of money already, you know, this shrimp, you know. Okay, anyway, when I talk about this disease or what syndrome, okay, according to Dr. Liner, it's more specific. It's it means the clinical side or pathological aspect should be concentrated in hepatopancreas. So I agree with that, okay? So the first time when we have EMS in Thailand, I give a talk in April in Thailand. Actually last year, but we not really concentrate to what in detail in histopathology. Because just only a few farms that got in Eastern area in last September. Until this year, start in January, we got a lot of the shrimp die from 15 to 20 days post-stocking. So at that time in April, I put like a mortality occur the first 15 to 25 days. Now I change it. Because after my presentation last week, I went to the same place in Canterbury and give a presentation. Now shrimp don't die in 25 days. They move to 45 days. It means after they listen to my presentation, it helped for 70 days. So instead of shrimp die 75 days, now they die 45 days. So now I move a little bit further to 5 more days to give them extra. So it's 50 days. So I wish this time after they listened to my talk last week, and tomorrow morning I have to fly to Ranong to give a seminar 10 o'clock. First time shrimp died 15 to 25 days after listening to my presentation, 20 days later, they die. So this time, shrimp should die in 60 days. It why we pinpoint 60 days, because at 60 days in Thailand, why shrimp can grow up to 10 grams, 100 pieces per kilo, or 12 grams, or 13 grams, you can make a lot of money. So I wish this time, no one, the shrimp don't die before 60 days for Thai people, okay? So I put this one. So this EMS should not be related to white spot or some other disease. It means EMS only or NS only, okay? So we should put that one, see that? 15 day, 20 day, small one. Shrimp die. Okay, now. When I first look at the farm, not one pond. Remember in Thailand now, each farm have many ponds. People treat the water two different ways. Majority in the eastern provinces treat the water with organophosphate insecticide named triclofosfate, because the government, Department of Fishery, allowed to use Diptorex or Dilox, not the liner. In US, we use Dilox or Masotin, the same thing. Or in aquarium feed, Niguan. This one is organophosphate insecticide. Department of Fisheries didn't allow to use it. That's why I do this research for bio at that time. So we use this one, okay? Or we treat the water with calcium hypochlorite. So my recommendation is, if you have a lot of bacteria problem, like Celia mentioned, a lot of luminescent bacteria in the surrounding area, plus you have white spot, why don't you use chlorine? So you can get both, but it's more expensive than use organophosphate insecticide. But if you have only white spot syndrome virus and you want to eliminate carrier, you can use organophosphate insecticide or triclosan. People in the East 100% use triclosan. What went wrong? 2 years before now, we got white feces everywhere. From 2010 until now, every farm got white feces. A lot of bacteria discharged from the pond to the environment. You should treat the water with chlorine instead of they treat with triclosan. Some farms use chlorine as well, but still got this disease. Remember in Thailand, after you treat the water, we start culture, water preparation, whatever. After stocking, no one change the water for at least 40 to 60 days. It depends on what your density. Shrimp died 2 weeks later. For me, I have to rethinking where it comes from. I don't do anything yet. I prepare water well, like Dr. Howard mentioned. No matter what you do it, shrimp die. I have no choice. I have to blame hatchery. You're the one that made the problem. I didn't do anything yet. I prepare water very well. No bird, no crab. I use the biosecurity system. Shrimp all die. Not one pond. Everywhere. Who to blame? Hatchery. So I call for people to attend my seminar. I'm going to announce what's caused it. In April, everybody come. Hatchery should be blamed. What do you do in your lawn rearing? How you do it? Or living pond preparation, what you do it? Why you get bacteria, the name that Dr. Timon mentioned, in the pancreas? Where did it come from? You just go back and see what you do in hatchery. And or during pond preparation, the farm that got EMS, 100% of them use a lot of probiotic program from beginning. Unbelievable. Why they do that? Okay, you should put it one in the front page of your handout. See that? This EMS, small one, not a 20-gram shrimp. Okay, or this one. Okay, mortality before 30 days because of, I think, unhealthy larvae. If shrimp healthy, they will never die. 15 days, we don't do anything yet. Just put the feed. I think something wrong during larvae rearing. Or your shrimp grows so fast, maybe they're not healthy. You cannot find the shrimp that grow very fast. Remember in the past 2 years, why shrimp in Thailand grow very fast? In 60 days, you can get up to 12 or 13 grams. 90 days now, they got up to almost 25 grams. 100 days, they go maybe close to 30 grams. Unbelievable. When shrimp grow so fast, what happened? They have to mow more often. And if they're not properly larvae rearing, what happened? They die. I gave seminar in Malaysia 3 months ago. Before we give a talk, all participants or shrimp farmer have to fill up my questionnaire. What did you do for your water treatment? What your pond preparation? Where your larvae come from? What company? What you do it? How many days? What the condition shrimp die? What the clinical sign? 3 areas. One in Penang, the other one in Lumus, the other one in Johor Bahru. All of them, more than 60% use organophosphate insecticide, treat water. Only 10% use chlorine. That's it. It means you get your technique from Thailand. Everything from Thailand. That's why you have the same problem. But in Thailand, most people from the south, in my hometown, they use chlorine. That's why they still don't die. And during pond preparation, water preparation, they don't put a lot of probiotic. Okay, follow me now. You see that? during water preparation, during the first, during water preparation, if you add a lot of like a program probiotic, or during the first month, what the point? They want to lower pH. To lower pH, because when pH is low, ammonia will be non-toxic, because ammonia will be in ammonium ion form, non-toxic for shrimp or aquatic animal. Why they do that? Before the feeding program in Thailand, you will not believe it. Feeding program in Thailand going up every year. How come if your shrimp is good, you have to maintain the same thing? We don't change the water, but we keep adding feed all the time. Why? If your feed is good, why you have to increase all the time? That's my question, if you can answer. Add the feed all the time now. If you use my larvae, you have to feed at least 300 kg per 100,000, no less than that. Look for that. 100% got white feces. We did practice. The farm that have less incident of white feces got to be the most 200 kg or 250 if they got good survival rate. When you statement like that, don't put the feed less than 300 kg. If survival not 100%, because you give 20% more, what happened? You overfeeding. You come up with high ammonia. Now when you try to reduce the toxic of ammonia, you try to lower pH by dumping a lot of probiotic, what happened? When you try to lower pH from beginning, actually pH will be lower during the culture period at the end, automatically. You don't have to lower. But you intend to lower because you want to reduce the toxic of ammonia. What happened? Shrimp more. From questionnaire from Malaysia, 80% of shrimp die after raining. What the rain do? Rainwater pH 6.8 to 6.9. Alkalinity 0 to 12. When you got low pH, low alkalinity, adding to pond, your pond water, what happened? pH is low. When pH is low, shrimp will molt more. That's why during rainy season, during rain every day, we cannot harvest because you will get a lot of soft shell. So that low pH will trigger the shrimp to molt, and they're not healthy. When they molt, what happened? They die with soft shell. In the eastern province, just like this, in the south, why they don't happen? Because they don't do it. They treat the water with chlorine. They use probiotic, but not as much as you do. Don't try to lower pH too much. Try to maintain pH according to seawater level. Because larvae just come from hatchery. What the pH water? That's the key. Okay? Now the picture here. Shrimp die, soft shell, some white kiss muscle. This one from Malaysia. Malaysia, remember, Malaysia, China, Vietnam use Thai technology. You know that. Okay? And when shrimp die, no one go and give seminar. But in Thailand, we seminar every week. So in Thailand, never happened like Vietnam. 2 years, and then you don't know what happened. Or 3 years in China, you did not find out what happened. It's impossible. We keep same night every week. Okay? Look at that. White kiss muscle plus soft shell. Where the soft shell come from? Because after more, they die. Why they die? Because you low pH. Lytora syndrome only happened in Thailand only once. One, we have Lytora syndrome. I recommend to liming, bring up pH water in the morning up to around 8.0. She will not more. When shrimp will not molt, they will not die. Because thora, they damage subcutular epithelium just underneath the shell. So that area function for accumulate mineral to build up the new shell. If you prevent them from molting, they will not die. That's it. Don't stimulate shrimp to molt. Okay? Everyone listen to this one and go and back and practice it. Now the second part. Shrimp die after 30 to 50 days. This one may not related to MS. Some could be. It means if you use a lot of probiotic, shrimp may die in 20 days. But if you use some or prolong, not full program. Chimp may die later, 30 to 50 days. But most of the farm that I went to the farm, I think during this period, they die because of poor management, like a mat on his head, BMS maybe. Okay? This one, you see that? When you see this sign, this is a start of the clear water. And you see that? Bentiganji starts growing up and then floating around. See that? Similar to 1 month mortality syndrome. But 1 month mortality syndrome back 25 years ago, you don't have to abandon the pond. You can keep 50%, 60%, or 70% survive until the end. But for this one, EMS, you have to discard the pond. Forget it. You cannot maintain. 100 out of 100, you have to harvest. If shrimp 60 days. But if shrimp 1 month, forget it. You discard the whole thing. It's more serious because hepatopancreas really damaged, as Dr. Leiner already mentioned. Okay? Look at that. This one, no. This one is, I chose this one. This one in Malaysia. See that? You have Vicus muscle, chimp come to that. They are dying. No. Oh, they move. They are dying. You see that? The pond in Malaysia? No, no. I used to want to see the water. See that? Every time when I walk around the pond, I will have my answer in mind. How many days old? Like this one, when I walk around, water so dark, transparency should be like 20. I feel like maybe 90 days or 100 days. So when I ask the owner, how many days? They said 40 days. 40 days? The color like this? It's overfeeding. What your feeding program? What your pond preparation? So in Malaysia, you will not believe it. One farm, they got big farm. I don't want to mention the name, otherwise you know. Okay? The one, the pond, that line, complete lining with PE, no mortality. The earthen pond got mortality. So they want to find out. Last month, I gave a seminar in the south. So they know my program, so they fly from Malaysia to meet me, show the picture. What the answer? I give you that. Did the question. Same bass of larvae stocking in the farm. The earthen pond, about 15 years old. PE liner, just one crop. None of them die in PE liner. But earthen pond all die. Most farm in Malaysia got the sandy soil. Not like a hard clay soil like in Thailand. During the culture, a lot of organic matter go underneath. When you dry the pond, look nice. But actually underneath, during rainy season, you cannot dry. A lot of waste, organic waste underneath. So when you cover up with water, they start coming up. In Malaysia, most farms don't have a long arm pedigree like Thailand. You farm that then, you used to be a farm manager there. You know what electricity there. The pond only 1.4 meter depth. 2 horsepower pedal wind, only 4 pedal on the side. When raining, what happened? Chim will move to the center. Nothing at the center. Oxygen cannot go to the center. Why chim have to move to the center? Because at the center, the temperature is warmer than the side because the rainwater temperature above 74 degrees. Now, in Thailand, if after raining for 30 minutes, if you take a thermometer, you can see 74. So rainwater run off to the farm from the dike. So shrimp move to the center, surrounding the slush. That area, oxygen is very low, a lot of organic matter. When you get long, continuous raining, your shrimp will get sick. But for PE liner, you don't have anything. Come from the bottom, because you just, the first crop, first two crops, thin, very clean. So they don't expose to anything. Everything seems good. So now, the whole farm, change to PE liner. but David got disease later with something else. Okay? So you got to understand why you get it. What happened? Why Shim died? What happened? That's the way to analyze, you know. If Shim died, you didn't do anything yet in 2 weeks. In biosecurity system, that comes from Lavi, that's it. If the whole country showed the same clinical sign, come the feet, that's it. And if I have time, I can show you all example. In past 25 years, what happened? What disease, what non-disease, what poor management, you know. This one, Shim don't die. P-liner, no problem. This one, Shim die, acid soil. Yesterday, I saw the farm that, I think Fabio talked about liming, Shim die. You know, up and down, you know, the arrow, you know, point up or down, you know. No explanation. I want to show you this. If you have acid soil like this, when you fill up the water, pH is very low. For acid sulfate soil, the more you dry the pond, you get more acid. Keep in mind. Okay, I want to show you this. No. Look at it. Okay, this one. When your pond is dry and you get red this color, like this, this acid sulfate soil. The more you dry, the more you flowering, you turn over the acid underneath, export to the oxygen, you get sulfuric acid. So for pond preparation, for acid sulfate soil, don't plowing, don't dry. You have to use jet flushing, like the one that Victoria you saw in Chantaburi 3 days ago. You use high pressure jet flushing like a water, like a, you know, working in a mine. So all of the iron from the surface will go out. Right after you flood all the acid on the surface that only oxidize with oxygen to get sulfuric acid out, you fill up the water right away at the level not lower than surrounding pond. That's the key. Your growing pond, the water should be filled to maximum level, not lower than surrounding pond. Otherwise, surrounding pond will put the pressure of the acid on the dye back into your culture pond. You get more serious. So after you fill up the water, now you're liming. And then you don't get the orange color. So you have to measure the alkalinity. Okay? Okay, I will show that later. Okay, that? A lot of shrimp die. This is typical. In China, in Taiwan, in Vietnam, 2 horsepower, put on the dye on the side like this. How about inside? 1 hectare pond, 100 by 100 meter. How far this paddle wind can bring oxygen to the inside? Not more than 30 meters or 40 meters the most. But your pond so big. So at least you have 2 or 3 sets to make sure that, I will show you a picture later. So this is a farm in Malaysia or in Vietnam, typical like this, that have a problem. Okay, this is a farm in Vietnam, you see that? They got one here, one there. No one from here to here. It means you just put the water one side there, the other side there. It's not no problem in India, because in India they're talking density 12. Vietnam 30. So if you want to do this way, I would like to recommend stock only 12. Can you do that? Can make profit or not? If you do intensive, it means your stocking density over 20 per square meter. Your aerator should have enough to circulate and clean the sediment on the bottom and put at the center in one place. But in this way, in the Kamau area, to be in the southern Vietnam, in Mekong Delta. Just like this, every farm. If you don't have EMS, your shrimp will die anyway during 40 to 60 days because your pond is not clean. Okay? So this one is a rather not enough. Look at that. Shrimp don't grow. Hepatome gets very small. Everywhere. Sometimes when you talk to the owner, What you do? Oh, I do very well. I write the poem very well. I have everything. When you talk the owner, everything well, everything good, you have to look. Maybe good in his sense, very bad in my sense. Every time I go, I want to see how good that you mean, how good I want to see. The point is, you have to go and look, not you listen and believe him. Walk around, you will see what went wrong, okay? Prevention. I agree with Celia. For white shrimp, we should use at least PN10 or bigger. You go by rotten spine. 1, 2, 3, if PN10, you got 3 full developed spine plus small one. Each spine represent 3 PL, okay? Each spine represent 3 PL. So if you got 3 spine, it's PN9. If PN12, you got 4. If PN15, you got 5. But if PN100, you got only 7, because they got only 7, okay? Don't get it wrong. They will not get to 37, you know. No way, you know. Okay. So we look for that. And for monodon, at least PN15. White shrimp, PN10. Monodon, PN15. Why have to be PN10? Because at PN10, gill completely developed. That's the key. Gill completely developed. If I have time, you know, I will show you PN1, PN2, and 10. And you will see after 10, gill no more. They develop everything completely at PN10. Now, we have the plan in Thailand. Try to change to PN10 from PN8. Can you believe that? I'm a member for the representative shrimp farmer. But someone wanted, oh, we want to change to PN8 because our shrimp is so big. You know, okay, go ahead and do it. Okay, now, look for this. Look for this. They change it. Look for the hepatopancreas have to be very big. Before you stocking, it means nothing wrong from the hatchery. At least nothing wrong. If hepatopancreas is big like that, and you press it, you see that? A lot of fat. Look at for muscle, like Celia said, muscle to gut ratio. In Philippines, you said gut to muscle ratio. In Thailand, we reverse. Muscle to gut ratio because your English is better than us. Okay? So we don't know how to, you know, we run back and forth. Okay, you see that? The large, the thick abdominal segment has to be at least 4 times more than the gut. But the key one here, you know why we have to concern this one? When shrimp molt, they need a lot of energy from this segment. If something wrong with this segment during the culture period, shrimp cannot molt. You can see some of shrimp die. When you look at, oh, they're healthy, except this area, some damage, so they cannot molt. So this segment of abdominal segment is very important, okay? Okay, look at this, EMS, very light color, pale color, small, little normal. Look for the fat, normal shrimp, a lot of fat. Look for EMS, nothing. Okay, prevention. Use chemical to eradicate all of what you think. If you're afraid of bacteria like Celia mentioned about vibriosis or luminescent bacteria, I would like to recommend to use some chemical calcium hypochlorite to eliminate bacteria plus some carrier. But in case of you use carrier like organophosphate insecticide, you can do that. No problem, nothing wrong with that. But this is the key. Try to maintain pH level more or less similar to hatchery. You don't want to lower pH at 1. Shrimp is too small. Why you lower pH to 7.5? Changing too much. That's why making them very weak. They die. Okay? Alkalinity should be maintained. Actually, in the book, we put 80 is enough. But since now is a rainy season in Thailand, or maybe next month in Malaysia and Vietnam, so I like to move up 70 more. Actually, 80 is enough. But now I want to make sure that shrimp can molt properly. So I bring down alkalinity up to 100, plus the pH about 8.0 in the lowest in the morning at the stocking to be 7.8. Maximum to be 8.2. That's enough. Within this range, alkalinity will be in bicarbonate form. I don't want to go by that. But this bicarbonate form, bicarbonate, is good for buffering pH in the water. If pH too low, you have a problem. Chim molt too fast, and they will not healthy, and they die with soft shell. Okay. Okay. So all of you can have this PowerPoint after this, after my talk. So no need to take a note or take a picture. Okay. Okay. Now we go back to the farm in Malaysia. This farm, they got two models. When we walk in one model like this, you can see very nice color. During the first month, if you get this color, it's very stable. Don't worry, you don't have nothing. Chim grow very well. That chim eat very well, no EMS. Okay, this in Thailand. No, they change automatically. Okay. You see that? This area, this is the key. Slot in this area. You look at the number of petal. This is the key. How to arrange aerator. I don't want to pinpoint what type of aerator, but the current, you see that here. These are edges. No, these are the last petal wind. You said the distance from here to here, and one here to here, and this is here. This, the slot area, should be one-third of the total pond area. One-third, it means your last petal wind here. Let's see. In case of this one is 100 meter. So this petal wind here should be come up to 33 meter. So this one should come up about 33 meter. So by arrange a radar like this, you will get a very nice only one spot slot. This one, if you don't have central drain. If you arrange a radar like this and you maintain oxygen in the morning, not lower than 4, you can get up 15 tons easily, no problem. But if you want to get more, you have to put a little more here. So you will leave the slot area not more than 75%. This one you still got one-third of slot area, more or less one-third. So it depends on what your target, what you want. Okay, from this one, you see that after harvest. So this area, the slot area, don't worry about this area. She may not go inside because no oxygen. This area should be clean, the one that I point out here. This area should be clean. So make sure that your oxygen can reach this area. This area. Because this area, after raining or during raining, chim will move to this area. Or during molting, chim will come to this area for molting. So if this area you got low oxygen, you got a lot of zooxanthin, you got a lot of vibrio, you are in trouble. So this is the key, okay? Okay, look at that. Oh, this have central drain, so you can put a little closer. You have central drain. Look at this. Look at that. After harvest, they're not cleaning pond yet. Look at that, nothing. Very clean, okay? So I hope in Thailand, EMS will be gone very quick. Because after we change the new broodstock, probably, now we will not have EMS. But we may have some of this. Otherwise, Dr. Tim have nothing to do. So don't worry, Tim. You will see a lot of this thing for the upcoming crop. Okay? So, thank you. And hope that when you go back, you don't have EMS. Thank you.